Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Anna Moyo Kupeta is the Acting Executive Director at the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation. Anna, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's been a harrowing, disappointing and disturbing last couple of days and weeks, I suppose, as we watched, sometimes with little ability to impact in any positive way, the violence and the mayhem, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng, that was then immediately replaced by just the heartwarming images of South Africans picking up black bags and brooms and cleaning after the South Africans who had left all of that mess and destruction. It does, though, say a lot that, I suppose, South Africa is very much 27 years into a democracy, not anywhere near where it's supposed to be as far as social cohesion is concerned, doesn't it?
Indeed. It really shows some of the cracks and fault lines that still exist in society when it comes to our reconciliation, social cohesion, and actually achieving what democracy ought to have delivered to the majority of South Africans by now, 27 years later, into our democracy. I mean, issues of structural inequality are still very much rife. So when you look at what we have experienced over the past few days, whilst there is criminality and whilst the issue was sparked actually by the arrest of former President Jacob Zuma, but it really points out to a much deeper problem, the problem of your structural inequality that manifests in high levels of unemployment, poverty, exacerbated as well by issues of corruption. And you add into that mix also the impacts of COVID-19 on the majority of citizens who then lost their jobs. And also you have now the distress, the social grant that was meant to really assist families who had lost their jobs, also being cut off as of April 2021. So we've really been sitting on a powder keg that has now since been detonated because of all these issues, your socioeconomic issues that the majority of South Africans are facing. So when you see people going into the street and looting as well, most of the looting really is because of issues of bread and butter, people really being desperate to feed their families, to survive after a very difficult time since 2020, exacerbated by COVID-19. But at the same time, there are issues of criminality, again, showing again the very cracks that exist in our democracy, that exist in our reconciliation and social cohesion as a nation. So there is a much deeper problem that cannot be solved by the criminal justice system alone.
The state, excuse me, also, I suppose, coming under a bit of fire, because at some point the president spoke two nights in a row. The first time was obviously to announce the fact that the alert level 4 was going to be extended by another 2 weeks, and spend nearly 8 minutes of that 28 minutes of an address talking specifically to the issues of violence. It was immediately followed up by another nearly 30 minutes address specifically focusing, of course, on the issues of violence, and then another one this past Friday. And it seems that that has had very little in quelling the violence in the places that were hotspots, the people who were going to go out and loot and destroy and cause mayhem and destruction, were going to go out anywhere, regardless of what the commander-in-chief was asking us to do.
Indeed. And when you look at that, for instance, so on the one hand, we have issues of criminality, but on the other hand, you have masses, the people who really are desperate and who can easily be galvanized and mobilized towards violence because of the situation they find themselves in. So it could have been any matter really that could have led to the kind of violence that we are facing. And rightly so, the issues or what the president has been calling for instance, the calling for the end to the violence, that call on its own, without actually the follow-up processes that really seek to address the underlying issues of inequality, unemployment, issues of corruption, and many other issues, and also just providing citizens with some form of relief, some distress relief, to ensure that they have some form of a safety net against the impacts of COVID-19 in more than 1 year of experiencing these impacts really is not going to result in much change. So there is a need really to have a multi-pronged approach. Yes, the criminal justice system, ensuring that those who are instigators, those who are at the head of the instigation and also leading the unrest, for instance, are brought to book. But at the same time, let us address the underlying causes. Let us address the issues of structural inequality. And let us address, for instance, what the legitimate expectations that the majority of the people in South Africa have, especially after 27 years of South Africa's democracy.
We also know, of course, that more than 3,400 people have now been arrested since the start of the, unrest as a result of people tipping off the SAPS regarding an Africa Milane, for example, went to go loot at that particular store. Let me then ask this, Anna. A lot of South Africa is now calm. There were sporadic incidents that police and the National Defence Force responded to in KwaZulu-Natal. But on the main, everyone is calm. The cleaning up is beginning. The shelves are being restocked. The N3 is open and the trucks are now able to move produce and product and food from one province to the next, which is absolutely essential. We're sitting, though, with scars that have been laid bare again, particularly in a community like Phoenix, for example, where issues of racism between Indian and African South Africans really just laid bare one more time. The Public Enterprises Minister, Pravin Gordhan, was speaking there yesterday at an event that was commemorating, of course, former President Nelson Mandela's birthday, where there was a pledge by the community to heal the wounds caused by the recent unrest that saw more than 20 people dying in that town. How do we begin that process? How do we, as ordinary South Africans, reach out to one another and say what happened over the last 10 days is something that we don't ever want to see happening again? Let's learn what we need to learn from it and move on, hopefully as a stronger and a more committed nation.
Indeed. And we have already started seeing some of the seeds being sown are aimed at reconciliation. So definitely there is a need to revisit our reconciliation agenda. It is evident from the events that unfolded over the past 10 days that the reconciliation agenda remains an unfinished business of South Africa's democratic order. So there is a need to revisit that agenda and really deal with some of the issues. We are seeing the cracks, for instance, violent protests over the past 10 days have revealed some of the cracks, the fault lines in our democracy, the fault lines in our reconciliation. So there is a need really to revisit that agenda. It remains undone. So there is a need, for instance, for government-led initiatives and programs aimed at reconciliation that will really seek to address some of the underlying tensions, some of the underlying issues that still fuel racism, that still fuels some of the tensions, that still fuels, for instance, divisions on a number of fault lines. So we really need to have this process being government-led. We need to have those dialogues that are aimed at social cohesion. We need to, again, understand what still remains undone in our democracy, even 27 years later. I think it has become evident that although we underwent a process, for instance, that really sought to transition from apartheid to a democratic order, resulting in the 1994 in freedom of the majority in 1994. But reconciliation really still needs to be attended to. We still need programs. We still need initiatives. We still need government-led processes that are really aimed at addressing some of the fault lines, some of the cracks that currently exist. So we really need the president to take the lead as the commander-in-chief in addressing some of these fault lines. But again, calling calling on citizens, calling on society as a whole, calling on communities, calling on neighbors, for instance, as well to take part in that initiative. What has taken place in Phoenix, for instance, in KZN, has been heartwarming, but we really need to see these programs being put in place that are aimed at doing this at a much longer term basis, as opposed to merely responding to the 10 days that that have resulted in mayhem and destruction of property and insurmountable loss at a number of levels.
Anna, thank you very much indeed. That was most insightful. Executive Director, Acting Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Violence and Reconciliation, Anna Moyo-Kupeta, reflecting, of course, on how we as a nation need to move forward following the unrest and the mayhem and destruction that we witnessed in South Africa over the last week and a half or so.